This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE with you in the studio. It's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Don't forget you can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. As usual, we bring things to the table to discuss with you about whatever, you know, you want to talk about. But we also have things that we find interesting, although we haven't gotten to that yet because we opened up with a call who was discussing alternative energy, and that sort of led into a larger conversation, and now we're talking about nuclear power, and there's a story over at Forbes about thorium. And somebody had called in previously, I think, about thorium here on Free Talk Live, suggesting that it was actually a much safer option than uranium as far as creating nuclear power is concerned, and Forbes seems to be acknowledging that, but they say in their article here that it may not get a chance, and we'll find out why here in moments. Let's go first to Joe, listening in St. George, Utah, the KZNU. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to not stand on my soapbox too much, but you guys kind of hit the nail on the head with before that. People are... they're so worried about, like, you hear the term renewable energy so much, and alternative energy kind of correlates with that. I'm an engineer in the oil and gas industry, and we make things called expanders. And we've actually developed a new type of expander that can recover a lot of waste energy in the oil and gas industry. Hmm. And that's where I think people are really missing the point. The people are trying to look for this unobtainium type of energy source and something that's renewable and that can power cities all over the world with very little risk. And it's, the problem is that it doesn't leave a lot of energy and resources to develop the technologies that we currently have. Everybody's looking for the new source instead of developing those ideas and mechanisms that we currently have to make them better. I'm all for nuclear energy, and you guys are right. The regulations are absurd about preventing nuclear energy. And actually, coal power plants produce more radiation than nuclear energies ever do that escape the actual power plant. So it's actually ridiculous. But
so here's my thoughts. Here's my thoughts real quick. Why not have something to where people are being encouraged to have several different types of energy to complement one another instead of competing with one another? For instance, there's, you know, every building has at least four corners. So on government buildings especially, put up some sort of small wind turbine on every corner. There's a lot of roof space. You could very easily put some solar panels on top. Then you're having solar and wind complement one another. And I'm not saying get rid of the power lines running into, but have these other forms to complement that as well. And then things aren't competing against one another, but making everything better.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you recall 10 years ago, solar was coming out, and it was looked at and mocked at that it was just too expensive, dollar per kilowatt. You couldn't produce solar panels that would justify the economics. But look at what progression has done. You can get about a dollar a watt right now, and sometimes even cheaper.
Wow.
And for your own private home, you can power your entire house for that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, okay, so maybe I'm confused about what you were saying earlier. It sounded like you were bemoaning that there's research going on in these other areas, but you know, it's not like we want to have the government pick a winner and fund that one area to put more research into. We want the market to decide these things. We want people who are interested
absolutely.
In solar to research solar. And
yeah, and that would make more sense, especially depending on what area you're in. You might have a better chance at one type of energy than another.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Arizona, Nevada, you're going to have more sun hours than over back east, for instance, or on the right. upper northwest coast. It's the problem with starting up and searching for something that's easy instead of developing what we have. There are technologies out there that people just need to put energy or resources in to develop instead of looking for this renewable alternative energy that solves all of our problems.
Yeah, and they really should, but how are you going to get people to, you know, be motivated to do
that? You can't get people on the same page. It's just not going to be possible. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try to persuade folks, like, hey, I think you should be researching this technology. But ultimately, people are going to pick what they pick. People are going to throw money at what they throw it at, and some people are going to lose as a result of that, and
right.
that's
and
okay.
It's like a rare genius that comes up with this great invention and doesn't sell out before he ever, you know, achieves upgrading it 10 times.
But, I mean, you know, there are people who are putting research into, like you said, you're doing engineering work on gas and oil, right? So you're doing that work.
Oh, absolutely. The problem, for instance, we're actually a startup company. We've been around for 6 years so far, and we are breaking through into the market. The biggest problem that we've had is the uneducated people that are actually making the decisions, not understanding where
and those people are where
just the future is.
Just to clarify, the uneducated people are in what positions? Are they in companies making decisions or government? Who are we talking about?
Higher ups, investor groups. It's very expensive for a startup company right now to break into a market. It takes a lot of capital and a lot of funding.
Sure.
And it's just difficult when people that do have that power that don't understand things about energy and what a renewable energy source kind of is, but what alternative energy sources really lie on where we need to develop the technology that we have now. They're the ones making the decisions, and it's really difficult, especially for the startup businesses that do have these ideas that are developing these different types of ways to make current energy sources more efficient. Everybody's looking for the bandwagon, new fad, the new energy source or the new idea instead of just developing what we currently have.
I get your point, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the expertise and experience.
But let me just add that if it wasn't for, you know, new types of energy sources coming about, people would still be hunting wells to get the blubber to light their candles at night.
Right. We'd all be reliving Moby Dick every day of our lives. But he did have a good point. I'm sorry. I was trying to get to that.
No,
I think I almost interrupted Daryl, but I stopped.
No, go ahead. Okay. I made my point.
No, but he's right. A lot of people would prefer to be the one to find something new and, like, shiny and look at this instead of, you know, taking the more modest route but actually being more productive. You know, if you were to develop something that already exists instead of, like, going for something totally different.
Well, I can understand his frustration. Obviously, that's his business, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Of course, he wants the venture capitalists and the investors out there to understand why what he's doing is valuable and why he believes that there's more potential in developing the existing sources rather than trying to find some new magical thing on the horizon.
I think there's potential in all of it.
Right. And that's why a lot of investors will put their money in different areas, right? Because they know that one will not necessarily work out, but they might want to be in the one that is working out, and they don't know which one's going to work out because, as he pointed out, the investor is not the expert. They, you know, they don't know really anything about energy development, but they, you know, if you can come up with a good pitch, then maybe they'll give you some money.
If right? you can make it seem like it's not as risky as it actually is, because I'm sure it's incredibly risky.
Well, yeah, trying to find something that's new sounds more risky than what he's talking about, which is funding development of existing technologies. So speaking of that, let's get back to the story from Forbes about thorium. Now, this story is a couple years old at this point, but since we were talking about the issue, they point out here that, Ellen, you had said that thorium isn't very available, but apparently you did some research. You found out it's actually four times more available than...
It's four times more plentiful. It's just that there's no demand for it right now,
than
so it's
uranium.
Not being provided.
Four
yes.
times more than uranium.
Yes.
More of it's in the ground than there is uranium. That doesn't necessarily mean that more of it has been extracted from the ground.
Fair enough. Right. But if they were going to be utilizing
it's just in the Earth's crust. It's not readily there.
We'll get into a little bit more about this here, because Forbes magazine says that thorium is allegedly a better nuclear fuel, but it might not get a chance. We'll find out why here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, a man has hung himself to get out of the horror of the persecution by his local government, who attempted to steal his property, and actually pretty
much did steal his property.
We'll come back with more, but they were then going to steal his home from him as well. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining Philsgang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com. philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. We're talking about alternative energy sources, and you can share your thoughts with us on whatever aspect of that, or something completely different. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Something else that's different is Bitcoin, different from all other currencies you've probably ever experienced in your life. Bitcoin's a decentralized currency. It was not created by any bank or any government, and it puts the power of money into your hands, which is a huge change for money, because normally it's the governments and the banks that have been in control of money, and that's changed now. So if you've been into the Bitcoin world, then maybe you want to get a little bit more Bitcoin into your hands. Well, there's usually have to work for it, and in this case, you're going to have to work for it over at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are bounties available for you to collect right now, but you got to do the investigating that is necessary to collect the bounty. So you can put your own bounty or add to the ones that are already there. These cases are not going to be solved by the authorities. It's going to be done by someone like you, somebody who's got the skills, and people that profit from their work and skills. So go check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. One of the bounties there is worth 38 Bitcoins. That's a lot of money. So go to BitcoinBountyHunter.com. We were talking about thorium, and the larger conversation was about alternative energies, which led to a conversation about nuclear reaction or reactors, etc., and a discussion about thorium, because someone had called in previously, not tonight, but a different night, told us about thorium, and I, of course, you know, I'm no expert at all on these things, so I just vaguely recalled that it was better than uranium. That's about all I knew about it, and Forbes has a more detailed piece here about that. So I'm going to continue. So the story here over at Forbes says that actually thorium is more available in the Earth's crust than uranium. And there's this conversation that nuclear is good, but uranium is dangerous, which leads to the question, well, what about thorium? Why are people using uranium rather than this allegedly safer, what they say is not fissile on its own, which means that reactions can be stopped when necessary? Because that's the issue with the Fukushima reactor, right? They've got these rods that are still going, and they got to figure out, you know, what to do about that.
Right, you can't really stop the radiation once it starts going.
So apparently you can if thorium is involved. And so it also apparently produces waste products that are less radioactive and generates more energy per ton. So why on earth are we using uranium? As you may recall, research into the mechanization of nuclear reactions was initially driven not by the desire to make energy, but by the desire to make bombs. The $2 billion Manhattan Project that produced the atomic bomb sparked a worldwide surge in nuclear research, most of it funded by governments embroiled in the Cold War.
And let me guess, thorium doesn't explode.
And here we come to it. Thorium reactors do not produce plutonium, which is what you need to make a nuke.
That's pretty terrible. I mean, I think I remember learning about this at one point. Plutonium, supposedly, just like one little speck of it, if you breathe it in, can cause lung cancer. So it's terribly toxic.
So how ironic. The fact that thorium reactors could not produce fuel for nuclear weapons meant that the better reactor fuel got short shrift. Yet today, we would love to be able to clearly differentiate a country's nuclear reactors from its weapons program. In the post-Cold War world, is there any hope for thorium? Perhaps, but don't run to your broker just yet. The typical nuclear fuel cycle starts with refined uranium ore, which is mostly U-238, but contains 3% to 5% U-235. Most naturally occurring uranium is U-238, but this common isotope does not undergo fission, which is the process whereby the nucleus splits and releases tremendous amounts of energy. By contrast, the less prevalent U-235 is fissile. As such, to make reactor fuel, we have to expend considerable energy enriching yellow cake to boost its proportion of U-235. Once in the reactor, U-235 starts splitting and releasing high-energy neutrons. The U-238 doesn't just sit idly by, however. It transmutes into other fissile elements. When an atom of U-238 absorbs a neutron, it transmutes into the short-lived U-239, which rapidly decays into neptunium-239 and then into plutonium-239, that lovely weaponizable byproduct. So when the U-235 content burns down to 0.3%, the fuel is spent, but it contains some very radioactive isotopes of americium, technetium, technetium and iodine, as well as plutonium. This waste fuel is highly radioactive, and the culprits, these high-mass isotopes, have half-lives of many thousands of years. As such, the waste has to be housed for up to 10,000 years. And we've all heard the stories of, you know, nuclear waste being trucked out to fields in Nevada in the desert and, you know, stored away.
Some mountain like in Utah somewhere.
The bottom of the bedrock in the mountains.
So cloistered away from the environment and from anyone who might want to get at the plutonium for nefarious reasons. Thorium's advantages start from the moment it is mined and purified, in that all but a trace of naturally occurring thorium is Th-232, the isotope useful in nuclear reactors. That's a heck of a lot better than the 3-5% of uranium that comes in the form that we need. So all but a trace of thorium is useful, unlike the uranium. Then there's the safety side of thorium reactions. Unlike U-235, thorium is not fissile. That means that no matter how many thorium nuclei you pack together, they will not on their own start splitting apart and exploding. If you want to make thorium nuclei split apart, though, it's easy. You simply start throwing neutrons at them. Then, when you need the reaction to stop, simply turn off the source of neutrons, and the whole process shuts down. Simple as pie.
That seems easier than pie, because pie, you got to, like, make the crust and then add cinnamon to your apples and this and that, and it's rather difficult.
So a little more science here for you. That's here's how it works. When the Th-232 absorbs a neutron, it becomes Th-233, which is unstable and decays into protactinium-233 and then into U-233. That's the same uranium isotope we use in reactors now as a nuclear fuel, the one that's fissile all on its own. Thankfully, it's also relatively long-lived, which means at this point in the cycle, the irradiated fuel can be unloaded from the reactor and the U-233 separated from the remaining thorium. The uranium is then fed into another reactor all on its own to generate energy. The U-233 does its thing, splitting apart and releasing high-energy neutrons. But there isn't a pile of U-238 sitting by. Remember, with uranium reactors, it's U-238 turned into 239 by absorbing some of those high-flying neutrons that produces all the highly radioactive waste products. With thorium, the U-233 is isolated, and the result is far fewer highly radioactive, long-lived byproducts. Thorium nuclear waste only stays radioactive for 500 years. Instead of 10,000, and there's 1,000 to 10,000 times less of it to start with. So far less radioactive waste from thorium, and it doesn't stay radioactive for near as long as the plutonium byproduct.
Right,
and you can't kill people with it.
Well, I mean, if it's still radioactive, and I mean, like 500 years in comparison to like 20,000. That is much better, but still, that doesn't really hold much importance as far as our lifespan goes. Like, we'll never be able to see the end of this radioactivity. Plus, if thorium starts becoming more popular, we'll have more of a buildup of the radioactive product. So, I mean, maybe it could...
1,000 to 10,000 times less of the output of the, you know, the,
right, but
the radioactive product. That's a lot less.
If we start using that much more proportionally, though, then it could, you know, be a similar end product.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. But regardless, everything about it's better. It's not as dangerous, and you can stop the reactions instantaneously. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about alternative energy. In this case, we've moved on to nuclear energy, and an alternative in the nuclear world is thorium, compared to what we're used to, which is uranium-based reactors, which, of course, if you know about the Fukushima development, this, what happened a couple of years ago now, 2-3 years ago, I think, at this point. Out in Japan, it was pretty bad, you know, where that meltdown happened. It made it very difficult to contain, as I understand it. I don't know if there's, the rods are still going or
whatever. There was no way to contain it.
Yeah.
It just, it seeped into the ocean, and there's no way to stop those rods from reacting. I mean, the uranium's already activated, so it's going to keep going until it runs out of fuel.
So I have to say, this is a really informative article. I'm not an expert on, you know, energy matters, and I like, you know, the way Forbes is explaining this makes it graspable for me, at least, especially learning that the reason why uranium is used, even though thorium is arguably a far better reactant, if you will, the far better device for this, not device, but chemical is not the right
material.
Word. Material, there you go. Element, how about that?
Element.
Far better element for this purpose. The reason why uranium was used was because of the Manhattan Project, because of the research into blowing people up. That uranium was better for that because it produces, they're off the byproduct, if you will, of plutonium, which thorium does not do, and thorium is much safer, and so they...
Does it have something to do with how slowly it reacts? Because I know uranium has a very, like, powerful, instantaneous reaction, which is how they create a bomb out of it.
No, I don't.
It said one of the byproducts of the uranium nuclear fuel is plutonium.
Plutonium, you don't get that from thorium.
And plutonium is what they put in the nuclear bombs to blow things up.
I'm just saying, like, does thorium react slower? Does it
give
off?
That's not indicated here by any by all the indicators here. It's a similar reaction. It's just a different,
type of reaction.
Yeah, it just It is, was it fissile was the term that they used, meaning that it can be stopped simply by, all they have to do is turn off the neutrons that are being thrown at it, and then the reaction stops. So it would not have this problem that we have with the uranium reactors where the rods are just continuing to react because they are out of control, because you can control it with this. So we're going to continue here with the Forbes piece because I think it's pretty interesting. And the title of the piece here is Why It May Not Get a Chance. We haven't gotten to that detail yet here, but we'll continue in moments. And also, we talked earlier about Bitcoin. Maybe you're ready to get some. Maybe you haven't done this yet. Maybe you are ready to get more Bitcoin. Go to expresscoin.com, whether you're just jumping in for the first time or you're a return customer, you've had Bitcoin before. You know that ExpressCoin is the best choice for buying Bitcoin, as well as some of the alternative currencies out there like Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. It's very easy. It's simple to go set up your account at ExpressCoin.com, and then you can buy Bitcoin with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit, and you can get it for no fee if you order less than $40 worth and use code FTL, FTL like Free Talk Live. You can do it from the United States or Canada. And, again, it's an easy thing. Plus, they've even got a smartphone app that you can download at ExpressCoin.com. Use code FTL if you're ordering less than $40 worth to get it for no fee. And if you do more than $40 worth, it's a hell of a deal. It's only 3% transaction fee, which is the best price I think you're going to find anywhere to buy Bitcoin. So again, that's expresscoin.com. As we continue here with a piece from Forbes magazine on thorium, researchers have studied thorium-based fuel cycles for 50 years. One of the other things we found out was that the nuclear waste from thorium is less radioactive. It only stays radioactive for 500 years. And there's 1,000 to 10,000 times less of it to start with. From any given reaction amount that you begin with, you get far less. 1,000 to 10,000 times less.
So there's less byproduct.
Correct. Researchers have studied thorium-based fuel cycles for 50 years, but India leads the pack when it comes to commercialization. As home to a quarter of the world's known thorium reserves and notably lacking in uranium resources, it's no surprise that India envisions meeting 30% of its electricity demand through thorium-based reactors by 2050. In 2002, India's Nuclear Regulatory Agency issued approval to start construction of a 500-megawatt electric prototype fast breeder reactor, which should be completed this year. Now, this was written in 2012.
What is a fast breeder reactor?
I'm looking to Ellen because I have no clue.
Oh, gee, I don't know. that was just kind of thrown at me. While you guys are
Googling
that.
We'll figure that out.
I have an article about thorium here, and it says there's, as far as just known thorium reserves, India has 360,000 tons.
Mm.
And in second place, Australia with 300,000. And then
now
United
that,
States.
What they've already mined? That's already
No, that's
out?
Just known thorium reserves.
Okay.
So they know it's there, but they haven't. It's not available yet.
I see.
So they've just kind of taken stock. But if you want to compare that to what the United States has, we only have 160,000 tons of known thorium. So we're kind of halfway there. You know, if we end up producing ways to like mine and efficiently use thorium, then we might end up like having to buy it from other countries at some point.
In the next decade, construction will begin on 6 more of these fast breeder reactors, which breed uranium-233 and plutonium from thorium and uranium. Design work is also largely complete for India's first advanced heavy water reactor, an AHWR, which will involve a reactor fueled primarily by thorium that has gone through a series of tests in full-scale replica. The biggest holdup at present is finding a suitable location for the plant, which will generate 300 megawatts. I presume that's what MW in caps means. Indian officials say they are aiming to have the plant operational by the end of the decade. China is the other nation with a firm commitment to develop thorium power. In early 2011, China's Academy of Sciences launched a major research and development program on liquid fluoride thorium reactor technology, which utilizes U-233 that has been bred in a liquid thorium salt blanket. This molten salt blanket becomes less dense as temperatures rise, slowing the reaction down in a sort of built-in safety catch. This kind of thorium reactor gets the most attention in the thorium world, and China's research program is in the race with similar, though smaller, programs in Japan, Russia, France, and the U.S.
So I have gone to the Wikipedias, which I know it's not the most accurate website to get information, but it does say that fast breeder reactors use some sort of stuff called transuranic from fertile uranium-238. A fast spectrum is flexible enough that it can also breed fissile uranium-233 from thorium. So you can put thorium in this thing and wind up getting
and
out
get the
uranium.
The useful form of uranium that you can stop from reacting. There are at least seven types of reactors that can use thorium as a nuclear fuel, five of which have entered into operation at some point. Several were abandoned not for technical reasons, but because of a lack of interest for research funding. Blame the Cold War again, says Forbes. So proven designs for thorium-based reactors exist and need but for some support. I think there's something wrong with that. Exist and need but for some support. Anyway, well, maybe quite a bit of support. But one of the biggest challenges in developing a thorium reactor is finding a way to fabricate the fuel economically. Making thorium dioxide is expensive, in part because its melting point is the highest of all oxides at 3,300 degrees Celsius. The options for generating the barrage of neutrons needed to kickstart the reaction regularly come down to uranium or plutonium, bringing at least part of the problem full circle. And while India is certainly working on thorium, not all of its eggs are in that basket. India has 20 uranium-based nuclear reactors producing 4,385 megawatts of electricity already in operation and has another six under construction, 17 planned and 40 proposed. The country gets props for its interest in thorium as a homegrown energy solution, but the majority of its nuclear money still is going towards traditional uranium. China is in exactly the same situation. While it promotes its efforts in the race, its big bucks are behind uranium reactors. China has only 15 reactors in operation, but has 26 under construction, 51 planned, and 120 proposed. And again, that's of uranium style. Thorium is three times more abundant in nature than uranium. All but a trace of the world's thorium exists as the useful isotope, which means it does not require enrichment. Thorium-based reactors are safer because the reaction can be easily stopped and because the operation does not have to take place under extreme pressures. Compared to uranium reactors, thorium reactors produce far less waste, and the waste that is generated is much less radioactive and much shorter lived. We'll talk a little bit more about this and get your thoughts coming up at 855-450-FREE.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Pre-Finished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
good as a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Thorium is on the table for discussion. There's a neat article over at Forbes that we were talking earlier about alternative energies led to a conversation about nuclear energy, and thorium is an interesting alternative and arguably all around better alternative to uranium, which is an incredibly dangerous thing to use when it comes to nuclear fission, if you will. And now, to be fair, the history of nuclear power is one that's a relatively safe history, with a few exceptions.
Up
here
until about now.
Chernobyl. Island.
Yeah, and then Fukushima. So there are a few incidents that are pretty horrible, but generally it's overall pretty safe stuff. But what they're pointing out here is that thorium is actually a lot safer. And there's a neat little summary here in the very end of the story from Forbes, which, by the way, you can get the full story over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com to find all of those. But here's the kind of the recap, and then I want to get your thoughts toll free at 855-450-FREE. Thorium, they say here, is three times more abundant in nature than uranium, and all but a trace of the world's thorium exists as the useful isotope, which means it doesn't require enrichment. Thorium-based reactors are safer because the reaction can easily be stopped, which is the big deal with the Fukushima thing. Those rods keep going, and that's a problem. And because the operation doesn't have to take place under extreme pressures. Compared to uranium reactors, thorium reactors produce far less waste, and the waste that is generated is much less radioactive and shorter-lived. To top it all off, thorium would also be the ideal solution for allowing countries like Iran or North Korea to have nuclear power without worrying whether their nuclear programs are just a cover for developing weapons.
Here's the way that you can actually tell on that, is because the fuel-grade uranium is processed to a different percentage than weapons-grade uranium. And medical-grade uranium for, like, chemotherapy and radiation, stuff along those lines, is processed a lot less than fuel-grade uranium.
Okay.
So what they're doing over in Iran is they have already said, we will not process any fuel-grade uranium anymore. We will only do the medical grade. But the U.S. government is still saying, it's a cover for building a bomb!
So should we run out and invest in thorium? Unfortunately, no, says Forbes. For one, there are very few investment vehicles. Most thorium research and development is conducted by national research groups. There is one publicly traded company working to develop thorium-based fuels called Lightbridge Corporation. They have the advantage of being a first mover in the area, but on the flip side, the scarcity of competitors is a good sign. It's simply too early. Had it not been for mankind's seemingly insatiable desire to fight, thorium would have been the world's nuclear fuel of choice. Unfortunately, the Cold War pushed nuclear research toward uranium, and the momentum gained in those years has kept uranium far ahead of its lighter, more controllable, more abundant brother to date. History is replete with examples of an inferior technology beating out a superior competitor for market share, whether because of marketing or geopolitics, and once that stage is set, it's near impossible for the runner-up to make a comeback. Remember, beta VCRs, anyone? On the technical front, they beat VHS hands down, but VHS's marketing machine won the race, and beta slid into oblivion. Thorium reactors aren't quite the beta VCRs of the nuclear world, but the challenge they face is pretty similar. It's damn hard to unseat the reigning champ.
All we need to do is convince the port industry to build a thorium nuclear reactor, because it's because of porn that people use VHS instead
of beta. Is that right? Was that because porn chose to be on VHS as opposed to beta?
Yes.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Probably price? I'm not really sure.
So, this might sound kind of like a thick question, but what is beta?
Oh, Daryl, can you explain that?
Betamax was a competitor to VHS. And
back in the old days.
Back in the old days? Back when I was just a little kid.
I remember 70s. Being at the video stores and seeing them both.
So do I, but... You know, it was one of those technologies to where, you know, late 70s, early 80s was the VHS beta wars.
Right, back when VHS, you've seen VHS decks, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. I used to own an entire, like, box full of VHS tapes.
Have you ever seen a top-loading VHS player where you load the, it's like this thing that pops up out of the top and you load in there? Yeah. Old school.
So, a lot of television stations actually continued using beta until
some
just
still
recently.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure that there are some that still do, because the resolution and the quality is a lot better.
Is it like the same shape and setup in there?
Yeah, like, similar. I think the beta tapes were a little bit smaller, if I'm recalling correctly.
But when it broadcast on the television, yeah, it was the same, you know, resolution what you would see on TV.
Right, but it was like, the setup was the same. It was a hollow plastic thing with the tape.
A cartridge thing.
Yeah. Just use different machines and different
styles. So it was Sony versus JVC, right? Didn't JVC come up with VHS and Sony
that
was beta?
Sounds right.
Yeah. Didn't work out for beta. Anyway, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Habu is on the line in Madison. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Habu.
Yeah, good evening to you, and thank you for the courtesy.
Sure.
You know, just one thing for your third host who didn't know about beta, Sony at that time was at the top of its game, and anything Sony came out with was really a light years ahead. And so even in spite of it, it lost it. So it just tells you how strong the marketing was. But going to thorium, I'm so glad you mentioned this story, because these are some of the enlightening moments that Free Talk Live showers upon the waves, the ether. It was very good to hear this. I had known about thorium, and I believe the research had been done in either Norway or Switzerland and also in India. And I suppose that, the tie-in with uranium and the Cold War was the big catch, and that's what kept, the research going into uranium as opposed to thorium.
That's tragic.
The advantages of thorium are really so many, and also the another thing which I don't think I heard you mention, but it may be in the article, is the lethargy of uranium. You know, you have this poisons produced at the end. You've got to dispose of it, and I think thorium's is much less poisonous, and also the half life is a fraction of it. And then
that's
just
right.
One more point, please. You know, you mentioned something about when it comes to Iran or North Korea, building these nuclear reactors. I mean, have these countries gone around, attacked other countries in the world? Why is it that people somehow associate these nations, and I have no connection to either one of them, they should not have nuclear reactors? What's the problem with that? And I'm very sorry to hear that people like you, who are supposedly enlightened, are kind of perpetrating this myth again.
Well, I don't think we perpetrated that myth. Forbes article
about Iran and North Korea.
We didn't perpetrate that myth.
But why do you say it?
We didn't. The Forbes article.
Ian read something out of the Forbes article.
Okay,
that was
okay.
Not Ian's opinion.
Then we proceeded to discuss that.
Right.
Oh, okay. I stand. I apologize. I thought that was you just throwing out that line there.
No, Ian had read something out of the Forbes article, and then
I
dispelled that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Apology accepted. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's all. But I'm so you know that's the only way out from this global warming Damocles sort of hang over our head. That's the only way out, really. That kind.
You mean thorium reactors?
Well, thorium together with wind power and other kind of a portfolio made up of a number of types of sources, but primarily I would say thorium.
Thank you, Habu. I appreciate your call tonight. The other thing about beta versus VHS that I was recalling, but I went to just double check on the Wikipedia article about beta. One of the big negatives to beta, you're right, Daryl, it was technically superior in that the picture quality would be better of a beta tape than VHS, but you couldn't hold as much on beta as you could VHS. And so it says here in the story that in 1977, Sony came out with the first long play Betamax VCR, which had two recording speeds, which provided 2 hours of recording time on the beta video, the standard beta video cassette, which they came out with this to compete with VHS. It already had 2 or 4 hours. So the default on beta was just an hour, which would mean that in order to show a full-length feature film, you'd have had to have had two video cassettes. And that can be kind of clunky.
Enter cassette one. Please enter cassette two.
Right, and that's not really a big deal with CDs, but I can't imagine something more cubic, like a thing that you have to insert.
Well, it would mean that you'd have to do it, you'd have to stop in the middle of a movie, pull the tape out, put a new one in order to continue the movie, and that would mean you'd have to rewind two cassettes rather than rewinding one cassette.
So much more time-consuming.
Yeah, so that was a big negative, I think, for beta, and besides the porn thing, one of the reasons why it didn't work out. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.